Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
All right, welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess of local VCU artists. Today, I'll be sitting down with Mason Berdesio. He is a music education major at VCU, currently focusing in instrumental education, currently in his junior year at VCU. Mason, thank you so much for joining.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I appreciate it. Yeah. So I went to your show a few weeks ago at Gallery 5 for your band, May Gemini, and I saw your guys' show. I was mainly there to see my friend's band, Solera, that night. But I heard your guys' set the second I walked in, and I was immediately interested just by the loudness of the music. When you look back at, you know, your time playing in May Gemini, what are some of your favorite places you've played at in Richmond?
Any house show, but specifically The Kitchen, which
the kitchen,
is
yeah.
My friend's house that we only played there because we were supposed to play at Anytime Beer, and then they randomly closed. And this was in the middle of the summer. Those were the only people I knew who had like a backyard. So I went, yo, do you guys want to put on a show? And they're all like, yes. They did. They built a stage for us,
yeah,
which was awesome. And now they're like all into it.
So yeah, they're really big in the scene right now. I feel like that's a really good, you know, place. But they're also like really capitalizing on it. You know, they're charging $10, but they should be charging $10 for like all the effort they're putting into it. They're getting bands from, you know, out of the state.
New York.
Yeah.
The last show, they had a band from Kentucky,
yeah,
I think.
Mm-hmm. We played a show there too a while ago. Those are like great guys, really doing a lot for the scene. And, you know, that's like a newer venue space. So, like, that could have, like, you know, a really long life here compared to, like, you know, other places. So I know that you play drums mainly, but you are also a multi-instrumentalist. So you mainly play drums, but I know that you also play in the Peppas. But what all instruments do you play in total?
I play guitar. I play classical guitar for school, trumpet also for school, bass, little bit of piano. I mean, I took three semesters of that, you know, do so hot, but I took it. Yeah, that's really it.
And so you played in the Peppas, you know, since your freshman year. How would you say that experience has been, you know, playing music at a sporting event while it's happening? How is that feeling?
It's awesome, especially, you know, like, We have a pretty good team, so we like going on Twitter, keyword searching VCU, and it's awesome. Just, you know, people talk about the game, and then people are like, "Dude, VCU's band is like awesome."
Yeah.
You know, they're a great part of the culture. Sick.
Yeah, it's cool because I feel like, you know, that's not like you don't just go to a sporting event, especially a college sporting event, just for, you know, to see all the cool plays. You
yeah,
know? There's other you know. There's other parts to the atmosphere that can be cool. The music, you know, the food. Come on. If I'm going to a baseball game, I'm getting a hot dog.
I'm getting
a
hot dog. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not going to not get a hot dog. So of those instruments you mentioned earlier, what would you say is the number one instrument that you get the most enjoyment out of playing?
I get enjoyment out of all of them just for different reasons. You know, I enjoy playing like regular guitar because like it's fun. I like playing power chords and punk rock and all that, you know.
Exactly.
I like classical guitar because like where I'm at studying that now, I'm at the point where I like make my own choice with the pieces I want to play, and I'm getting really into like avant-garde stuff, and it's just totally fun, you know. And then like brass instruments, it's just completely different than the rock instruments that I play.
Yeah.
You know, I sit down with my trumpet and I'm not that good, but I'm like, dude, I'm Miles Davis, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I don't know. That's like, I feel like the whole appeal of, you know, different instruments is like, you're not always playing the same thing. There's always that difference. And how did you get your start in the interest of the world of music? What was the first instrument you started on?
Well, my whole interest in music started, you know, like a lot of people, you have your middle school emo phase where you think you like 21 Pilots and Panic at the Disco are the greatest bands in the world.
And Pierce the Veil.
And Pierce the, oh, dude, yeah. Going on a side tangent, one of the kids at the middle school I'm at turned around and went, "Do you know King for a Day by Pierce the Veil?" And I went, "Dude, you weren't even an idea and I was listening to that song, okay? I know about it." But as for first instruments, I mean, probably guitar. Mm-hmm. My parents got my brother like a junior drum kit, which was like the tiny kick drum, the snare and whatever. And he never played that, but I did. Mm-hmm. So
you got some use out of it, you know?
Yeah.
That's good. And in your time in Richmond, you know, it's such a good place just for live music in general. I'll say this is two parts. So what do you have a favorite band that you've seen here locally? And then do you also have a favorite band that you've seen just in general? That can be, you know, any international band or anyone you've seen.
City of Caterpillar, my freshman year at Richmond Music Hall. And then for local bands, it's two. It's Receiver and Tentative Decisions, and they kind of fall into the same...
Same umbrella.
And yeah. I've always, like, I remember, like, talking to one of my friends. I was like, dude, this is probably what it felt like in 1979 when, like, The Fall and Wire were, like, starting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Those guys in Receiver, yeah, they have such a unique sound. I love playing shows with them. They're great
guys.
Mm-hmm. And as for, you know, you're in your junior year, you're getting pretty close to, you know, finishing up your time at VCU. Do you have any real plans after VCU?
Get whatever job comes my way. You know, even if it's something I don't want to teach, I don't really want to teach choir because I'm not a good singer. Mm-hmm. But if someone was like, we need a choir director, I'm like,
all right,
experience. I have an education degree. Mm-hmm. Let me do that. And then just keep in making music like on my own. I've also now got to the point where, like I said, I'm picking my own pieces classical-wise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to keep doing that just for my own like self-fulfillment and not to reach a recital.
Doing it all for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I feel about music. Like, I'll work on, you know, different projects, and, you know, there's ones where I obviously, you know, do take it more seriously, and then I have ones that are, like, you know, they kind of are just a joke, but, like, I put them out there for myself to listen to, not even like other people, you know. It's all about like your own self-fulfillment.
I always think about this, like, I think it was Jack White who was like, dude, you have to make the music you want to listen to. If you make music you don't want to listen to, just get a 9-to-5 at that point.
I totally agree with that. Jack White, he has such an interesting like mentality towards like just music and like creativity in general. Their new album was pretty sick. I really like their new album. Now when you think of a different like food places in Richmond, do you have a favorite like food place that, you know, has kind of just always been there with you in Richmond you like?
I mean, like the big ones like Village.
Yeah,
you know, post basketball game when everyone's
right there.
That's, you know, it's awesome.
Two blocks away, you know.
Like A21, and then if I feel like spending money, that's Pearly's.
Pearly's.
Oh my God. Pearly's, like downtown, it's like a Jewish deli. Oh my God. Dude.
Have to check that out.
Worth all that money.
What would you say is like your, if you could describe your music taste or the music you try to make, what kind of umbrella would you say that falls under?
Music your cool uncle listens to.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, older people who are at our shows are like, "Do you guys sound just like, you know, the music I was making when I was in high school? You guys sound like just Sonic Youth and all that." I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I like doing."
Yeah.
You know, I like that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. And then this is an interesting one. If there was a decade of music that you could either go back in time and experience it, like, at the age you're at now, what would that decade be?
Oh, dude.
Like, you can only pick one decade, though.
It really changes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, probably late 90s, like, emo. I'm really into, like, Braid right now and, like, those like, second wave bands, Mineral, you know, At the Drive-In. Love those bands, and that's what I'm listening to now. So I'd probably that.
Yeah, I would say either 90s or like 70s myself. I don't know. Yeah. Those are both like 80s is cool too, but 80s is too 80s, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about that though, because, you know, my mom, she was like, you know, in the 90s, she'd be hearing about all these bands, and I'm like, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
My mom was the same way. My mom worked at Peabody's in Virginia Beach, which at the time was like I guess their equivalent of like the Camel.
Oh, okay.
And she was like a waitress. She's like, yeah, like all the bands, like, granted, I mean, I want to say I'm the biggest fan of these bands, but like it was a lot of those like ska punk bands, like Real Big Fish, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. it's still cool. I mean, like, just working there in those bands' prime, she got to see them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, you know, just like interacting with them, being there for that is kind of cool, you know, looking at it from like a long-term aspect. Do you have a social media page we could maybe follow you for like music stuff or in general?
Music stuff in general, I have an account called Broken E Strings _. It's an Unwound song. Big fan of Unwound.
Okay, yeah, I love Unwound
too. This guy gets it. Yeah. And then my band, May Gemini VA. Then, yeah.
That was pretty exciting. And then do you have any other like music genres you'd maybe want to like get into, like get into in the future, that maybe like try and sprout towards that direction?
I've always had an interest, you know, in like sampling and like that kind of DJ stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not DJ stuff, but
electronic,
sure. Yeah, you know, the way like Portishead would do it, or you know, the way the like Silent Hill soundtracks were doing it, you know, De La Soul, stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Kind of more like it's like digital, but it has a real like I don't know, like a raw feel to it. Yeah, I know what you mean for sure. Thank you so much for watching Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess of local VCU artists. I'm Brett Coleman, host and sound editor. This is shot by Abby DeCandia, our producer and director of photography. We also have Aaliyah Sampson as producer and behind the scenes. And we also have Carly Mullins as producer and behind the scenes. Thanks so much for watching this episode. Have a good one.